Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I'm back in studio. What a great few days in Texas, and it's good to be back. This Sunday, if you live in Colorado, you got a treat. You could come visit Denver Bible Church, and we have an astrophysicist who's in town. He's with Answers in Genesis. He is their staff astrophysicist. His name is Jason Lyle, and he's coming to Denver Bible Church to give a presentation and answer your questions about creation and the whole debate. Is it the Big Bang, or did God create the universe and the earth in the recent past? His name is Jason Lyle, astrophysicist with Ken Ham's Answers in Genesis. He'll be at Denver Bible Church Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, and then again at 11 for church, and Sunday night at 6 o'clock. So come on out, Denver Bible Church. If you need directions, give us a call or go online to denverbiblechurch.org, and you'll get a map. It'll tell you how to get there from north, south, east, or west. And then if you scroll down, it'll say from hell. It says you can't get there from here. You can't get here from there. All right. Hey, no laughing in the studio, guys. We have some guest that we'll be bringing on in just one moment, but first, let me thank you out there for the telethon success so far. We have two goals for the month of February to help keep Bob Enyart live on KLTT's 50,000 watt AM 670, the most powerful Christian radio station in the country. And our goals are $500 in monthly pledges and $10,000 in one-time gifts. And so far, we have reached now the hard part. Let me ask Ken and Joe Scott, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. What do you think's harder to get, the one-time or the monthly pledges?
The monthly.
Normally. Monthly, yeah.
Monthlies are much harder to get, and it's so amazing. We have such a neat audience that our monthly goal, we've met 80%.
Wow.
Neat. Isn't that neat? Great. So our goal is $500 in monthly pledges, and we're just over 400.
Wow. Super.
So we're at 80% of that goal. And then our $10,000 one-time goal, we're at $715.
Uh-oh.
That's a little low.
It's a little low.
But that's at 7%. But so, hey, folks out there, there might be somebody out there who can give $100 one time or help us reach our 100% of our monthly goal, or maybe even $500 or $1,000.
Boy, that would be nice.
For a one-timer.
Yeah.
To try to get up there. So please, if you can, call us at 800-836-9278. That's 800-836-9278, or go online to kgov.com, and you can give online one time or monthly or by calling us. All right, Ken and Joe, you guys have just come back from a national pro-life leadership meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the topic was Denver.
Absolutely.
Yes. What's going on this year in Denver that's got everybody so excited?
Well, Bob, they decided they're going to come to Denver now. It's going to be July 16th through the 23rd.
The national event,
yes,
of OSA and Operation Save America, Operation Rescue, is coming to Denver.
Right. And this generally pulls in at least 400 or 500 really hardcore protesters, pro-lifers. And sometimes it can get up to 1,000 to even 2,000 at
different days. And that's been in the past, yes. But we'll see what we can do. And here in Denver, We want to meet this national gathering with a good Denver showing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I think there should be a good turnout here, Bob.
Yeah, I think so. But what I'd like to do is even increase it, because we have the Denver pro-life community, and it's been the same people for years. Is that mostly true?
I think so.
And there's a lot that have kind of faded away, and we'll recruit a lot of the ones we've seen over the years that come and kind of fade.
And they'll come back.
And this will rejuvenate them to come back out.
Praise the Lord. And so what I'd like you both to do, Ken and Joe Scott, is tell us what will the national event entail, and then let's then talk about how to increase the local Colorado participation, because we want people to be captains and sign up for a day a week at Planned Parenthood.
Go ahead, Joe.
So what's the national event going to be like here?
It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have events going from 7 in the morning till 7 at night every single day from the 16th to the 23rd. Then at 7 at night, there'll be a rally at Redeemer Temple, where the different leaders from around the country, and Flip Benham especially, will be speaking
each
night.
That's a Denver church, and they're on – what street is Redeemer Temple on?
38th in Lowell.
In Lowell. Yeah. So just East Denver.
Right.
Sort of spear there, East Denver. And, okay, and so that's nightly rallies at Redeemer Temple.
And there's going to be people staying at the Ramada in Denver that have come in from all over the country. And they are experienced protesters that have been at abortion clinics for years like we have. Mm-hmm. And they're going to hit – we're going to hit every abortion clinic in Denver possibly reach, depending on how many people actually do show up.
So it's advised that the abortion mills close down for that week. What are the dates of this?
The 16th of July through the 23rd.
July 16th to the 23rd. Now, in the past, what have abortion – clinics done.
In different states, one state, the abortion mills shut down for the entire week, and the murder rate fell in that state that week.
So it was an abortion-free zone while the Christians were there.
Right.
Abortionists get scared, and at that point, because they're getting fearful, they're afraid that they're going to be attacked by Christians, they run. And
What is that Bible verse about? The wicked
flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as lions.
The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as lions. That's so neat. So we advise the abortion mills to close down that week, and we'll see if they take our advice, but we're going to be there.
One of our events will be on the west steps of the Capitol, which is going to be really interesting. We'll have speakers there that will inform and update everybody here in Denver about what's going on around the country. We're going to have a huge setup of signs, 20 feet high signs by 20 feet long, huge signs that are going to be set up on the street below the Capitol, and then we'll be moving it periodically, the whole display around the city. And what we're going to need for that are people who like to talk to other people about Jesus Christ, because we're going to need them there all day.
They could be handing out literature.
There'll be a sound system for street preaching. We'll have permits for the sound systems so that they can preach until their heart's delight. You know, so we're going to have people interacting with the community all day long, every day, which is so fantastic for our community. Mm-hmm. Just reaching out for Jesus and informing them about the atrocities of abortion at the same time. There is just a horrible man. He was President Clinton's old pastor at Foundry Methodist Church in Washington, D.C.
Wagaman.
He's now here in Denver at Iliff School of Theology.
Philip Wagaman was brought into Denver to head up Iliff.
Right.
That's Iliff is the basically pagan Methodist seminary that's part of D.U.?
Right.
Correct.
D.U.?
No, you got it right.
Yeah.
So we're going to go there on the
campus. Denver University.
And confront Mr. Wagaman. I can't call him a preacher or whatever.
Right.
So that's one of the things we're
going to
do.
And a big one coming up, Bob, is going to be going up to visit Warren Hearn.
Up in Boulder. He's the late-term abortionist.
Yeah, and he's the arrogant one that has had his name on the front of his clinic that say Boulder Abortion Clinic.
Right.
For all these years, there's
most abortion clinics don't use the word abortion in their
women's health care.
Right.
Right. So he has the Boulder Abortion Clinic. You know, we were there protesting. When was it? Just Saturday.
Right.
Saturday, a dozen of us were up there for an hour. We stood at the corner of Broadway and Alpine there.
Right across from the hospital.
Yeah, a lot of traffic going by, and we had great signs and really a good time of fellowship, too. That's one neat thing about the pro-life movement is you meet so many neat Christians. And you get to talk about the Bible and fellowship, theology, eschatology, whatever your thing is. You get to meet Christians who love the Lord and want to, you know, love their neighbor and try to stop the slaughter of innocent children. It's just a neat community.
And this takes it off the street also into the rally in the evening, where we have a great worship service and great speakers and lots of more time. You can get to know people from all over the country. You'd be amazed at the kind of friends you can make and meet.
This helps the others all over the country too, Bob, because a lot of times what happens, you might have a group in one city, only three or four people, and two at this clinic and three at that clinic, and their morale kind of is getting worn down and worn down. At this point, it comes together and it builds up everybody here, so it kind of helps each other get their strength back to be fighting in the battle.
Now that it's set, right? Denver's the national event. There's no change in that.
No change in it.
Unless the Lord came back.
Hopefully.
So maybe we could let people know that we really were scheming a bit to try to get OSA and Flip Benham to pick Denver.
There was a lot of scheming going on.
A lot of scheming. You guys have been praying and working for this for years.
Yes.
And you told us, hey, Flip is coming through town where they did the walk across America.
And that's what caused them to see what Denver was like, so they got to see it.
And here was our plan. When they got into town.
Well, Bob, first, they had no idea. Any inclination to come to Denver. They were not coming.
They were going through Colorado Springs, focused on the family.
Right, and Ken just called and lobbied and lobbied. And you know it's like when Ken's pestering you.
Yeah, that's right.
So they decided to come.
They came through to Denver, and our plan was to treat them like royalty, like kings and queens.
And I think there was a big turnout, even from church to out at the picket line. They got to see 20th and Vine.
We had them come and speak at Denver Bible Church.
Yes.
They were on the show.
They were on the show.
They were on Focus's
repeatedly,
radio show.
And praise the Lord for that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people came out. Christians came out. And they said, you know, we started in California. We got to Denver. And no one
invited them anywhere.
No one has invited us. No one had given them any honor, had appreciated them.
Yeah.
And they got to Denver, Colorado, and they were kings and queens.
They said this was the best city that they had gone across the country to where they didn't have their national event. They landed in Columbus, Ohio for the national event. That was a big event there. But other than Columbus and here, this was the city that gave more attention and encouragement
and
to them.
Praise God for that, because it's fitting, because tragically abortion started here in Denver in 1967, and where abortion was first legalized in this past century. And so the pro-life Christian community here has an obligation to lead the battle to stop abortion. And so I'm thrilled that we have the kind of pro-life community in the state, in Denver, and at our little church, because I'm so proud of our church that, hey, we're there. We're ready for the fight.
That's right.
Doc Johnston was just here, and he spoke at church also.
Doc Johnston, who was the featured speaker at the Colorado Right for Life
March for Life.
Colorado Right to Life, March for Life. The featured speaker was at Denver Bible Church the next morning.
Right.
Did the sermon. Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah.
That was a neat time. Okay, so why don't we do this? Let's talk about how Colorado people could start to prepare now to get ready for this, and then we'll go back to talk more about what the national event will entail.
Come out to the abortion clinic at 20th and Vine. That's one way. Pray. Absolutely be praying for this event. And for us, my goal and my prayer is that we turn Denver upside down for Jesus. That we have an impact that they're not going to forget for a long time to come. And that the changes made this summer will be permanent. That employees will quit. That abortionists will quit.
Which does happen around the country.
Yes, it does.
We had an abortionist quit here recently.
And there's been six overall that have quit at Planned Parenthood.
Right? Yeah, and they do have a hard time getting replacement abortionists. And so people could pray for the event, for the leaders, and for themselves, that God would help them have the courage to take on the battle and not to be fearful. And also the goal is to build the picket line at 20th and Vine.
Yes. Absolutely.
Between now and then. So what we want to do is to get five people. Now we got one. So we need four more people to call up and say, I'm willing to be a captain one day a week. So the one we have right now, do you know which day of the week?
Tuesday.
Tuesdays are spoken for. So we have Wednesday through Saturday. And this is the job. We need five volunteer captains, and they're saying this: I will commit to bring five people down to 20th and Vine on my day each week.
That'd be
and
super.
That's just one day a week.
One
that
day a week.
Being 5 days a week.
No, just one day a week. And so let's say somebody could do it Saturday morning. Let's say, okay, Saturday morning, I'm going to bring new picketers, new pro-life activists down there to Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine, where they kill kids every Saturday morning. They kill 20-some kids. And we're going to be there to add our voices and add our number to the Christians who've been there now for 15 years.
That
That's
would
right.
be great.
Even 30 years.
It's not that hard to do. I mean, pray about it. If you feel compelled that you want to lead someone down to 20th and Vine with five other people, pray. God will send those people to you.
Yeah.
They're people whose
And we'll
hearts...
even let you – we'll even help you on the air.
That's
and
right.
We'll say we got a new captain and they only have two people. They need a few more. And so we need that. And then if you think, hey, I want to be one of the foot soldiers, but I don't want to be in charge, but I can go once a week – then you call us also, and then we'll assign you to find out what day you can go and let the captain know that you're willing to show up on that day.
That's right.
So our number here, if you want to volunteer to be a captain Wednesday through Saturday, we need somebody for each of those days.
Or just volunteer for a day to join somebody that will be a captain.
Yeah. Say, I could come on Friday mornings for 2 hours.
But – at this point,
to plan
there's no captain yet. You'll be with me, so that you're not just
nobody's going to be there alone.
Nobody's going to be there alone. You're not straggling. I'm there. I'm the captain.
And there's generally about four or five there every day to begin with.
Yeah,
it's just to build them up.
And on Saturdays, what's the fewest and what's the most on a Saturday?
10, 100.
10. The fewest is 10, and the most is 100 on any given Saturday.
Averages probably 30 to 50 at least, Bob.
Averages 30 to 50 on a Saturday.
Right.
So this will boost. Even on a Saturday, which is the big day, this will get another five people there.
Right.
Right.
And that's pretty neat. You know, in a year, that's 250 more voices down there just on Saturdays.
That's right.
And for the 5 days of the week that they're killing at Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine, that's over 1,000 voices in the year trying to save women from becoming the killers of their own children.
Would you believe while we were gone – one of the people saw Coach Bill McCartney drive up and visit down their wave and give encouragement.
Oh, praise the
so
Lord.
So Coach Bill McCartney, after the rally at the Capitol.
The football coach from CU.
Right. Yes.
So he went to the Capitol. He was there when Doc Johnston spoke.
Right.
Yeah, he
opened
actually
with a prayer.
Opened.
Yeah, that's right. And so that was an honor to have him there. And he's spoken at an Operation Rescue event back a few years ago, if you recall, up in, I think it was Broomfield. And that was just one of the most wonderful events we've ever had.
Right.
So, okay, let's take a quick call, and then we'll get back to the national event.
Okay.
And so people could call in to Bob and Yurt Live to say, hey, I want to start coming out once a week. And if you just want to come out and try it, come out Saturday morning. There's always somebody there. What times? 8 to 10?
Well, we generally
10?
Get there at 7:30. Some of the girls start coming in at 7:30, but it goes typically until 10:30, until the abortionist arrives.
Okay.
We stay there until we see them.
So newcomers, shoot for 8 to 10, a little before, a little after is fine. And then you could call 800-836-9278. That's 800-836-9278 to say, I want to volunteer to come once a week or be a captain or to help out with the telethon.
Great.
Right? Now let's go to the phones. This call's from Indiana. And Bob and Yurt Live gets out there, but we don't quite reach Indiana. So this caller, Teddy, doesn't know exactly what we've been talking about, but he's just calling in cold. So, okay. Teddy, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. You're here with Ken and Joe Scott.
Well, hello.
Howdy, sir.
Hi.
Howdy. Yeah, I just wanted to call and get your opinion on what happened on this TV show last night. I was watching called Wife Swap. It was on
ABC?
On ABC. They're at it again.
Well, we didn't see it. We heard a little bit about it. Could you real quick, Teddy, give us a summary?
Well, yeah, they said it was going to be the biggest show of the year, and so I thought, well, I'll watch this. And I find the show pretty interesting because what they do is they take a wife from one family, put her into another family for like a 3-day period or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, this particular show, they had a Christian family, and right then I knew something was going to be wrong. But
well, something's wrong with the whole concept. But
yeah,
but go ahead.
Yeah, it's a bad idea to begin with.
Right,
I don't even know why the Christian family would even.
No, it's making the culture increasingly vulgar. Just even if the name of it is a bit of a misnomer for what they're doing. They just like to make our culture vulgar. So go ahead.
Yeah, so what they did is the Christian family's wife decided to, I guess the producers decided to put her into another family. But they didn't let them know. They tricked the Christians.
It was a homosexual family, right?
Yeah, two lesbians.
A lesbian family.
And then the lesbian goes over to the
to be the
Christian
mommy
family.
For the Christian family.
Right. It was pretty disgusting.
And how did it turn out?
Well, the what I found was surprising on it is that the Christian woman did a great job at rebuking the lesbians to the point where she got real upset.
Well, that's one good thing.
That is, that's pretty good, actually.
And I could tell she was coming from a position of strength, like you talk about, because she reads her Bible.
Praise the Lord.
The bad part was that the husband, the Christian man...
The wimpy Christian male.
Yeah,
that's a shocker.
his church told... He even said that his church teaches that he should not basically judge.
Don't
he
judge.
He didn't use the words judge, but he said that he shouldn't... He should have feelings for... The lesbian, and he's telling her to her face. Well, at the end of the show, there's a confrontation where the woman felt betrayed by the Christian man.
Oh.
It's really strange.
You
twist.
Mean the wife? The Christian wife?
Yeah. And the Christian man, here's the really most disgusting part of it where I almost turned it off. She asked, you know, they each go in and they make their rules. The Christian woman went over to the lesbian's house and applied her rules. The lesbian came to the Christian family and started to influence the kids and the family.
Oh,
now,
what a tragedy.
Yeah, and what was really strange is that the Christian man was talked into going to a gay bar, and then...
So he's an idiot, right?
Yeah, he was a moron.
Right.
And then he danced with a homosexual. It was
perfect. Yes, great. ABC. Hey, this is a Disney show, right? This is Disney family programming.
ABC, they're at it again.
They're owned by Disney, right?
Yeah.
So this is Disney Family Fair getting a Christian father to a homo bar.
And at the very end, the woman, the Christian woman, she rebuked the lesbian and made comments as to, well, I think maybe I want to protect my children, and she had the lesbian crying. And I thought, well, you know, maybe the lesbian's going to repent here, but I knew better.
Oh, right.
They just mocked and made fun of the Christians throughout the whole show. But that was broadcast nationwide.
All right, but it sounds like the Christian woman was a hero.
Yeah.
And the Christian guy was a typical emasculated...
Pushover.
Christian, right.
Enabler.
Like a girly man.
Right.
Because the masculinity has been taken away from the gospel, and men are taught in churches that we have to act like girls, and so you need the women to wear the pants in the family because the men are all tender little babies.
Exactly.
Hey, Teddy, thank you for giving us that update and saving us the duty of having to watch the show for ourselves.
Hey, I'll see you in Indianapolis on April 2nd?
Yeah, there's going to be
You're coming.
Yes, a seminar on predestination and free will. It's going to be a lot of fun, and people could call in to ask for more information or go to our website, kgov.com.
And Teddy, are you going to come in July for the national OSA event when we have the pro-life event here for the whole nation?
Well, I didn't even know about it.
You've got to find out. Check it out on the
Teddy,
website.
Teddy, will you listen to this show to see how you did when you get later in the day?
Sure.
Do you ever listen to the show online?
I listen to it online only. That's the only way.
Okay, yeah. Well, when you listen to it, you'll hear all the details about the national event in Denver, and it'd be an honor to have you come on out and join us.
That's fantastic. Keep up the good work.
All right. God bless you, Teddy.
God bless you,
Teddy. That was really enjoyable. And, you know, guys, I was just in Texas for a few days and met with a few folks. They're coming to Denver for the OSA event here in July, the pro-life event, two families and a few kids. It is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do our best to make this a successful event. What else is going to happen? You're going to go to Warren Hearn's late-term abortion mill up in Boulder.
And there's another one that's up there in Boulder, Women's Clinic up there.
Right.
Boulder Valley Women's
Clinic. So basically all the abortion clinics will be covered in the Denver metro area. How about down in the Springs? Because there's a Planned Parenthood down there.
Yeah, we're going to go to the one down in the Springs at least once while they're here.
That's absolutely great. And then the rallies in the evenings, open air meetings downtown Denver.
Right.
They generally also always have an open casket funeral from an aborted baby so that people can come and mourn for a baby that was killed. They generally, there's so many that have gone on, and they have extra babies that have been found from these abortion clinics.
Actual abortionists who've killed babies, and the babies themselves were discarded, and pro-lifers have found some of those babies.
Right.
There's at least one. Sometimes there's been two or more, so they can see different stages, too. Mm-hmm. Some are in the earlier stages, 3 or 4 months, and some that are 5 to 8 months, Bob.
So we'll be having a memorial service during the week.
Okay.
For them.
And then how about, as we're known to do for, 13, 14 years now, every holiday, 8 times a year, we go to the abortionist home visit.
Yes, and they plan on going to the homes of many abortionists
while
they're here.
All right.
So that should be exciting.
So that'll be another event during the
Right. There'll be lots of people walking the neighborhoods like they've never seen the numbers before.
Okay. Hey, a caller just asked for directions to hell.
I think he knows.
Yeah, I'd say just do nothing.
Yeah.
Do nothing. You're on your way.
And just encourage all the other people doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a party down there, they think. But when they find out the truth, it's going to be totally different, Bob.
Yeah, because God, he loves us, he made us, and he wants us to live forever with one another and with him. But we've hurt one another so badly because of sin, selfishness. And so he needs us to say we're sorry. And God, please forgive me. And thank you that Christ died to pay the penalty for my sin. And if we do that, then God will save us and he can work with us. But if we're so prideful and we don't have humility and we won't say, God, I'm sorry, please forgive me, then he cannot work with us. It's not possible.
Oh, true.
Right.
It's that pride issue.
And you get
Bob.
To pay yeah. your own price for sin.
Yeah, right. And in hell, and they say, well, if there's a loving God, he'd let everybody to heaven. Well, that would just turn heaven into hell.
That's right.
Okay, great. Then heaven is hell. So what's the point? And the people who are going to hell are all the people who don't love Jesus Christ. They don't want to live with him. So it's not like God is sending them to hell. They're saying, I don't want to live with Christ, and I sure don't want to live with you conservative Christians.
Then morals mean
nothing to
them.
They have a choice.
Yeah.
There is a choice there.
Yeah, right. Once. All right. Okay, so guys, we're almost out of time. Again, the phone number, if you want to call in to make a pledge for the telethon, which we do in February, to help
which is keep, very important, help keep Bob Inyard on the air.
On the radio. And
yes.
This radio show is the official mouthpiece of the national event.
They will be on
it
Bob's
is.
Show all week.
All week, even leading up to the event and every day for people, even the people who are involved out in the streets
and it might
that turn
be
on their
on
radios.
The street. They could be calling in from the actual pickets telling Bob what's going on every
that's
minute
right.
that's going on.
This show will be used full-time to support the National Pro-Life event in Denver in July, Operation Save America. And so to help us stay on the air, if you could call in with a one-time pledge or a one-time gift or a monthly pledge, and to help build up the protest, the picket line at 20th and Vine Planned Parenthood, you could call in the same number, say, I want to come out once in a while, or I want to be a regular captain. So, guys, we're out of time.
Thank you, Bob.
God bless
thank
you both.
Everything you do.
And Maranatha Christian Center, what a tremendous school in Arvada. Through 12th grade, 100 on staff, Christ-centered, 431-5653. Their number 303-431-5653.